Today's podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Hey guys, thanks for coming out. Try to help you out with whatever I can.
Greg, do you have any updates on the injured guys? Aaron, Bo, Raekwon, Izian, and I think Tyreek Maddox-Williams didn't play on Saturday. I don't think we asked you about him then.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go one by one me so I don't lose track here.
Bo.
Yeah, we'll see how he comes along during the week.
Aaron.
Same thing.
Raekwon.
Same thing.
Izian.
He's fine.
And Noah, he's fine as well.
He'll be okay, yep.
And Maddox-Williams.
We're going to have to wait and see on him too.
I guess just after reviewing the tape, I mean, what did you see from the offense the other day, and how did you kind of want to get that next step to where you're hitting those plays that you guys want to make?
Well, definitely looking forward, right? That's number one. I'm not going to look back. We studied the tape. We have opportunities on film that we have to cash in on. And if we do that, we're going to score points. And if we don't, we won't. It's really not more complicated than that. And it's not just, the easy ones are the deep balls that you miss by it. But there's some runs that if we get one block done correctly, it's going to be one-on-one with a safety, and that's what you ask for, right? You get to 12, 13 yards deep in the secondary, one-on-one with a safety, see what happens. So there's plenty of plays out there that, we're not that far off, but that's coach speak. You got to get the job done. We got to coach better. We got to play better, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Greg, to that end, the rushing attack, what needs to be – how do you become more productive in that area?
Well, just what I said, finishing on blocks, running the ball, reading it correctly, everything. There's not one issue. I always got to say this. Let's tip our hat to Michigan State. They have a big, solid front four that was very physical, and they out-physicaled us at times.
With the backup quarterback, obviously, was healthy. But if you had to go to, either Cole or Evan, how comfortable are you six games in with their progression in terms of development?
I'm comfortable. I won't tell you who it would be or how much or, how we distribute it. But I'm comfortable with both of them. They've done a very good job in their preparation. They've both improved considerably. And, I think we'll continue to do that. They're hardworking guys.
Just what have you seen from Aaron Lewis and the way he's played, given his opportunities and kind of where he is in his development?
I think Aaron Lewis is a player that's really matured. He's playing at a much higher level than he was as a true freshman, which we expected. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, he's a better football player today than he was any time last year. We need him to continue to grow because he has the growth potential, number one, physically, and he's really athletic for a big, rangy guy. And he's been very productive. So, he and Mike have literally split the reps there. And, that's the way we like to do it. We want to play a lot of people up front. That's a all-day-long wrestling match, right? And you know how tiring that gets. So I like the fact that we have the ability to play several people in the front four.
Greg, getting back to Bobby's question, we've seen Cole, I think, four or five games now, and I know it's been games that are out of hand, but he always seems to move the offense, produce. When you have a backup quarterback like that, at some point do you have to find a way to get him on the field against a first-team defense to see what he can do?
Only if you're not pleased with what your quarterback's doing. Yeah, not just to do it. No, I don't think. I think Noah's done a really good job leading our football team and leading our offense. I don't think if I thought someone could do it better, they'd be doing it. So no, I don't just do it to do it.
You talked about some of the younger guys getting more time. Saw Keontae Hamilton get in there. What are your thoughts on his progression and just him overall, how he's developed?
Keontae is a winner, right? He's a very gifted athlete. He is confident in his abilities, so he's helped us in the special teams throughout the season. He's getting more reps on defense now and will continue to do so. I think he's a gifted football player. He's only going to get better and better and bigger and stronger, so I think his wrestling background really helps him too, playing at that tilt nose, understanding leverage, quick hands, all those things.
Greg, any thoughts on why this team has been so good on the road, 4-2 dating back to last year? I know last year was without fans, but yet the Syracuse game was a win and played well against Michigan. Any thoughts on why you've been able to buckle down and be successful on the road?
You know, we've talked about that a little, Keith. I think we have a really good road routine, but I also think we have a good home routine. So maybe I need to examine our home routine in relation to our road routine. But I think it might just be chance right now. If it gets to continue on and become a reoccurring theme more than it has, then I really have to examine it. But I look at everything. I mean, I study everything. And, you know, the only thing that you might say is there's only 74 players, and that's it. So there's not any other. But I like the energy our players bring on the sideline. You know, we have our guys that are dressed. We have our guys that are not, that are in sweats. They bring incredible energy. We miss that on the road. You really got to rely on everybody to come together. And who knows, maybe that galvanizing factor is something to look at. You know, we've talked about it for sure, though. It's a valid question.
What are the primary challenges facing this Northwestern team?
They're a really well-coached football team. They're kind of finding their way at quarterback right now. Several guys have played. We're not sure who's going to play. I think what you know is that they've had this week to look back at what they've done, and Pat Fitzgerald is a real good friend of mine, and he's one of the best coaches in America. So he and his staff, I know the way he works, they will have unpeeled that onion 15 times to figure out, okay, this is what we've done well, this is what we haven't. Let's look at what Rutgers has done well and what they haven't. How do we take advantage of it? How do we stop what they do well? You know, that's the approach. In like I said to our team, in many ways, we're playing ourselves this week. And we need to really be a better version of us. That's all we can control.
Greg, I know Pat said that at Media Days too. Like, where did you guys kind of meet along the way and become friends? And do you look at Northwestern as maybe not a perfect blueprint of what could be done here? School with great academics, near a big city, not a lot of success in the Big Ten prior. And now they've, you know, won 10 games a couple times, won a couple division titles.
Yeah, well, first off, it's a tribute to Pat, right? I mean, he's done an incredible job. If you remember, the tragedy that led to Pat getting the head job was Coach Walker passing away. And I can remember, you know, Pat and I were represented by the same guy early on, and we visited together some at the beginning of his tenure as a head coach. And I was so impressed, really. Like I said, this guy is a star. And sure enough, he's been every bit and then some, right? Pat's turned down multiple opportunities to coach in the NFL. I mean, if there's a right guy for Northwestern, he's the guy. And he's done an incredible job. And all they've done is continue to build. Like, that's a great model for us to follow as far as building. If you get a chance when you're out there, go look at their new football building. It's incredible. Sits right there on the lake. I mean, really, really special. Now, what's going to happen with their stadium, right? I mean, Pat has built Northwestern into a year-in and year-out legitimate contender in the Big Ten. And so to answer your question, sure is something that we'd like to pattern ourselves after. Now, we're a public research institution. They're a private, very good school, obviously, but there's some differences. But when it comes to football and growing a program, yeah, I think they've kind of laid a blueprint.
We actually had Big Ten Media Day about your facility, and you kind of hinted that it could be unveiled sometime this fall to piggyback off the Northwestern football facility. Any chance that we'll see blueprints or, you know, any plans before the end of the season?
There's a chance. You know, when I get into the season, Keith, the reality is I don't allow myself to be distracted by many things. There's other people that are working on it, though. It doesn't go to bed for 4 months. And occasionally I dip into that. So we'll see. I don't know if the time is right yet.
Shamin had 17 targets on Saturday. I think he had 15 in the first five games. I know some of that's his bow and arrow not being veiled, but how comforting is it that you have a guy like him that can step up and be a number one receiver even with those guys out?
Yeah, it's really important, you know. And again, we may be really challenged. We'll see. And I'm not coach speaking. I don't know if they're going to be able to play. I know this. If they can, they will. Because those two are warriors, right? AC and Bo are warriors. They want to play desperately. So we'll see if they heal up, right? They're doing everything that you can treatment-wise, and we have the best training staff in America, and the doctors, I think, are unbelievable. So we're doing everything we can. We just got to see if it works in time for the game, you know? Guys, I appreciate it again always that the coverage you give us, it really is helping grow our program. So thanks.